If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Is Tony with us?
You would not.
Tony, how are you?
You think you would, but you would not.
Oh, my God. Kevin was just saying that he was down there like 10 years ago, and they let the media guys do it at like 110 miles or 130 miles an hour. Yeah. What does it feel like? I mean, you have to remain calm, right?
Absolutely. You have to stay uber focused. I think the best way to describe it is an interview I saw with my wife, Leah, when someone, before we were even started dating, before we'd met each other, she had done an interview, and someone had asked her what she thought the difference would be between a NASCAR Cup Series car and what she does in drag racing. And I thought her answer was really brilliant after doing this for a couple of years. She goes, what they do in 3.5 hours, we do in 3.5 seconds. And the intensity of it is exactly that. I mean, you're sitting there. The most important thing is when that light changes, you hit the gas as quickly as you can get it to the floor. And so your senses are so heightened at that versus, you know, being in a 500-mile NASCAR Cup Series race where if you make a mistake on a corner, you can make it up throughout the day.
Yeah. But, is that the moment you fell in love with her? You're like, I got to marry that girl.
No, it was actually the blonde hair is what kind of set it off for me, to be perfectly honest. But the fact that she drove a race car really fast was a great perk, and, you know, made two people that didn't know each other but knew of each other because of our professions. It gave us both a mutual respect for what each other does.
And is she in third right now in Top Fuel and you're in fourth?
Yes, thank you for bringing that up. Yes, she's literally 3 points ahead of us, which is one round of qualifying. So it's pretty impressive to, you know, to be in a situation where, you know, we're both having good starts to the season. Third and fourth means this weekend when we go qualify down in Georgia that we will actually line up against each other in qualifying. So it's not like a race, but we will run next to each other in qualifying right out of the gate this weekend. So it's exciting that we're both off to a good start. We've got a win at Pomona this year already in NHRA's 75th anniversary. So both are running really well.
Yeah, that's really cool. I was reading an article, I think it was put out a couple weeks ago by Jerry Bonkowski, and he was putting up an argument that you are the most versatile racer ever to race anything on this planet.
Well, I've known Jerry a long time. I appreciate that. It's an honor to be spoke about like that. But, you know, there's been great race car drivers in history. You look at AJ Foyt and Mario Andretti, they can get in anything, anywhere, anytime and win in it. And, you know, we're just kind of that modern era type version of those two guys. And, you know, everybody's a specialist these days. They really don't run multiple forms of motorsports like they used to back in the day. But, you know, Kyle Larson's the modern day, you know, in this era now, you got Kyle Larson who does that with racing sprint cars and midgets and late models on occasion. So, but it's fun to be, you know, looked about and talked about in that fashion that they respect what you did in motorsports and feel like you could do anything anywhere.
So, Tony, will you ever tire of the need for speed, or is there something bigger you're chasing? Because you could have retired a long time ago, or you could have just went with Tony Stewart Racing and watched Leah race. What keeps you in the game?
Well, I realize that even as an owner, I'm not a very good spectator. So I like watching Leah and Matt drive our cars, but it's still way better to be behind the wheel myself. So having the opportunity to, even though I'm racing against my own team and racing against my wife, it's pretty cool to have that opportunity to do so. But, you know, honestly, it's not even about the speed. I think for me, it's, you know, we run an event in Fort Wayne, Indiana in the winter that's in a Coliseum. They spray Coke syrup on the floor the night before. It gets really sticky and then the rubber sticks to it. But we probably aren't running 50 miles an hour in there. So it's not really the sheer speed of it all. It's just about trying to figure out how to be just a little bit quicker than everybody else that you're racing with and trying to figure out how to get through victory lane each time.
With a mom like Leah and a dad like Tony Stewart, I'm guessing Dominic will have racing in his blood. What have you put him on so far that's motorized?
nothing other than he's got an electric Jeep that his grandfather got him for Christmas that he likes to ride on, but it's remote controlled. So he sits in it and holds onto the wheel and we drive it for him. But I am hoping down the road, as much as I would love for him to be a race car driver, I'm hoping he wants to play golf. So at some point I'm going to retire from this and I'm going to want to go play more golf. So I'm hoping that's what he wants to do too.
Hey, Tony, a lot of us in Chicago have been watching it closely. I'm just curious what you think of Michael Jordan's involvement in NASCAR. He's been doing, his team's been winning this year, but what do you make of Mike being a part of racing and auto sport?
Well, it goes even deeper than that. I mean, obviously, Michael's a champion in everything he does. I mean, Michael's one of those guys that didn't have to go try to play baseball, but he did and was pretty fair at it. I mean, he may not have been a Barry Bonds, but he was really good at what he did. And, you know, the fact that he even had interest and wanted to be a part of NASCAR is impressive. But I think really my appreciation for him goes a lot deeper because I was an owner until last year and watching Michael go through the lawsuit with NASCAR. I mean, there were things that needed to be changed, but it took someone like Michael Jordan and somebody that's strong enough and didn't mind going toe to toe with big corporate NASCAR. It took someone that has the balls like he has to go in there and go to toe to toe with them and force change. And he's that strong of a public figure and sports figure to actually do that and make a difference. So, you know, even the car owners, the Rick Hendricks and the Joe Gibbs and Roger Penske's and Richard Childress, you name it, all these guys that have been in the sport for years, nobody was willing to go toe-to-toe with Big Brother. And Michael Jordan said, this isn't right. There needs to be change. And I'm going to help be a part of making this better for everybody. And the sport's going to be in a better place because of Michael.
Wow. And did he do that with support from the people that you just named by listening and building support so that he could take this issue right to the top?
Yeah, I mean, all the owners knew what the issues were, so everybody was already on the same page. But when push came to shove, everybody backed out. Nobody was willing to go that extra mile and was willing to put their neck on the line except for Michael and the group from Front Row Motorsports. So only two groups were really willing to take that leap. And, you know, honestly, if Michael wasn't a part of that, it probably would not have succeeded. So it most definitely, in my opinion, ultimately would have failed. But NASCAR knew that they could not just push Michael Jordan around. And that's a great thing. We need people like him in the sport to keep NASCAR accountable and to make sure that everything is being done for the right reasons.
Always great to talk to you, Tony. We look forward to seeing you at the Route 66 NHRA Nationals. That's May 14th through the 17th in Joliet. You're going to win again this year?
I hope so, man. It's great. I mean, last year we won our first race of the season at Las Vegas. This year, unfortunately, there wasn't that event in Vegas in the spring. So this is the first event that I get to go to as the reigning and defending champion of the event. So excited to go back. And, you know, we have so many friends and family because of living in Indiana that come to the race that it's anytime we can run well here, it's just that much better having friends and family around. So looking forward to it.
All right. We'll be cheering you on. Great to talk with you.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.